Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. In an era of plentiful television showing every sign of expansion, can an independently owned operation thrive? Our guest this May 1st organized a meeting with media-minded members of Congress last week about that very question. Cinnabon Chief Executive Dr. Simone joins me next. Also ahead, an afternoon of reckoning among TV writers and producers, Morphin Time at Sprout, Seacrest Out with Kelly, and our classic trivia question this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York and beginning year number 9 on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Delighted to have you with us on this 1st of May for the program All About Television. And yes, this week we are kicking off our 9th year on Blog Talk Radio. Whether you've been with us all along or just getting started, we appreciate you being along for the ride. Nice guests coming your way in the next 45 minutes or so, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. It's so simple to be involved. Just pick up the phone, dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you're involved is our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find that at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and we are awaiting you being in the room. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. 65 degrees at the top of this hour, and Daphne Simone will join us live from Cinema in Los Angeles after these news notes. T-minus less than 9 hours for TV writers and producers to get a new multi-year contract together before the current one expires. Discussions for that deal between producers and the Writers Guild of America representatives were held yesterday, and according to several entertainment news outlets, have not resumed so far today. If the deal looks close, both parties can agree to keep working and extend the deadline. If not, the WGA has authorized a strike, with Late Night Network series first to be impacted. We will continue to monitor the situation and have an update for you no matter what on tomorrow's special edition. Get ready to see Sprout turn into Universal Kids this fall. The NBC Universal-owned channel for preschoolers will become a preteen home with original animated live-action series, starting with a junior-minded offshoot of Bravo's Top Chef. More details to come. Bloomberg is putting together a 24-hour video news service for Twitter that may get smart TV and smart TV device distribution. Bloomberg has its annual NewFront presentation in New York as we speak, with details on this to be part of their showcase. Sweet Vicious, the acclaimed dramedy canceled by MTV late last Friday, will not bow out without a fight. Producers vow to revive the series elsewhere, and as part of that campaign, will get an event at next month's ATX Festival in Austin, Texas. The ATX presentation will be part episode celebration, part panel discussion, and appeal for a new network home. Sweet Vicious deals with two college students playing heroes for on-campus victims of sexual assault. And for everyone who didn't get the message, Kelly Ripa's long, year-long co-host quest to name a new host came to an end this morning. That's right, it came to an end this morning. Ryan Seacrest is the choice. And Life on TV goes forward as Life with Kelly and Ryan. And that's news notes for today. And now joining us live is our first guest of Year 9 on Blog Talk Radio from Los Angeles, California, the Chief Executive of Cinema, the Film and Culture Network, Daphne Simone. Daphne, welcome back.
Hi, Simon. How are you? I think it's good afternoon there. Go good evening.
It's afternoon our time. Hi, bright afternoon after 3 o'clock local time here in New York. How long have you thought about putting together this event last week in Washington?
It was really a culmination of a huge effort by quite a number of people, both legislators like Mike Lee and Amy Klobuchar and Ed Markey and Karen Bass, Congresswoman Karen Bass, and of course Commissioner Minian Claiborne and others that really see the the entire industry moving into an arena that could hurt the media, and that means oligopoly, which is a real monopoly. And what we're trying to do is make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen because we know that diversity and independent channels are the innovation and the growth of this media. So it's an extremely important moment. And we're making a huge effort, and the event on the Hill showed it because literally a lot of independent channel owners were there in the room representing the fact that they're not just going to stay silent and allow this kind of monopoly to occur at the cost of the American people.
Daphne, what do you say to people who think that because of what is going on now, where we are seeing a huge variety of original programming, particularly scripted television, on everywhere from broadcast networks to cable networks to multicast channels that use both broadcast and cable signals to smart TV sets, devices like Roku and Chromecast and Amazon Fire and Apple TV, some of which carry thousands of video channels, many of which are independently owned. They're not owned by the likes of NBC Universal or Viacom or Sony or Time Warner. What do you say to people who think that there really shouldn't be anything to worry about because independents or independently owned networks like yours have all the ways that they can be distributed?
Well, that's not quite true because, number one, yes, you have a lot of content on the internet today. Unfortunately for the American people, it's a search engine nightmare because to find something they want, they have to go and search and search and search. And people do not leave television, which is a medium that they enjoy more and as home entertainment, to these small devices because of preference. They feel that the television media, which is their preferable medium, is being shoved down their throat with repetitive programming, inferior programming, in spite of the creative community trying very hard to come up with programming that is advancing our culture. But the reality is when the bottom line is the only concern and consolidation is the way that these conglomerates believe that they're going to get there, is all at the cost of the American people because they're not getting the benefit of what they're interested in. Every time they have an interest in something, it's bundled up with a whole bunch of other things that they are not interested in at their cost. I mean, let's face it, some of these consolidations are $85 billion, and that's public's money. And not only that, you know, they are selling bandwidth, which is actually owned by the public. But we know that the television medium, at cable television particularly, has been the most influential part of America across the world. And today, when you talk about American cable industry, people across the world are going, really? You know, we're getting a lot of very inferior programming that we don't want to watch. And that's because the focus has shifted into this consolidation race to just own both the content and the distribution to such an extent that independents are actually being shut out. And, you know, at the cost of must-have television, the content giants are basically choking the distributors by hogging more and more bandwidth in order to deliver content to the distributors. And all of this is at the cost of the viewer.
I want to welcome guest 823 into our chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. It's at blogtalkradio.com/televised. Our homepage, if you have a question or comment for our discussion, put it in the chat room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. What other networks, Daphne, joined you in making last Thursday's event happen?
Oh, it's a multitude of networks. I don't want to differentiate one from the other because it was a lot. I mean, there were many, many people in the room, and basically all the independent networks were represented. So it wouldn't be fair for me to point out to one or two, otherwise it will take us all day. But they're very much behind this entire effort because the independent channels are suffering badly. Number one, to even get a meeting with a distributor, an MVPD, it's like somebody's doing them a favor. And to get launched and get proper distribution so they have a seat at the table and able to advertise so they can survive is almost an impossible task. And as a matter of business strategy, the conglomerates have been shutting off any room for independence because they don't want eventually to deal with more competitions where it costs them money. So it's very much an antitrust issue and also anti the trust of the public. And the reality is that the minority channels now are owned by the conglomerates by and large. And the fact is that I'm the only woman owner of a television network in the country. I mean, that is a horrendous disgrace. America is much more about equality. And the reality is that women are not the minority anymore. They are the majority. They control virtually $1.6 trillion dollars and employ 9 million people and 11.3 million privately held women-owned firms have sprouted across the country. And here we are, you know, calling them the minority and not allowing them equal access. And we know that women know the needs and interests of women better than men, as like an African-American owner knows the interests and needs of an African-American population better than a white man. So, and the reality is that women consumers are responsible for about $7 trillion in spending power. So it's not even smart when women in the U.S. control 72.8% of all household spending. And they control three-fourths of the nation's financial wealth. So you have a situation here where basically people in the six conglomerates that own 95% and control 95% of the content on media today, and all of them are basically, you know, running the entire industry, and now not only are they running it vertically, now there's a race to run it horizontally as well, which is what the Comcast Universal deal was all about, and now it's the AT&T Time Warner. And if we look at Taiwan, six conglomerates own the entire media. And when they want new content, they simply exchange content at the cost of the cultural growth of Taiwan. And ultimately, it ends in lack of freedom of choice and freedom of speech, all at the cost of the viewer.
We are speaking with Daphne Zaman. She is the head of Cinemize, the network all about film and culture on cable and satellite all over the country and also available worldwide as well, who last Thursday put together an event with other independently owned television services and members of Congress called the Media Matters Solutions. And we will have more about what came out of that meeting in Washington, D.C. last Thursday morning in a few moments. Daphne joins us live in Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Applebaum, we'll be live from New York. Delighted to have you and Daphne aboard as we kick off our ninth year as the program all about television on Blog Talk Radio and 10th year overall. If you have a question or comment, get it in. 646-652-2906. Or you go to chat room, Simon Apple 04. My name welcome guests 8:30 and 8:23 into the room. This is one of the three episodes we are doing this week. We have a very special episode coming your way tomorrow afternoon at a special time, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific. And my special guest will be, from Stars is critically acclaimed new series, American God, executive producer Brian Fuller and Michael Green. They will both be with us live. They will take your phone calls and chat room reactions to their program, which premiered this past Sunday night on Stars. Brian Fuller and Michael Green from American God, this tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And coming up on Friday's episode, you'll meet the producer of a new Hulu documentary about the person who really made the Cape Crusader go, writer Bill Finger. He's the person who worked with Bob Kane in creating and developing Batman. There's a special on Hulu called Batman and Bill, and we'll have producers Shea Joyce and Don Argott. Also, we'll meet the creator and founder of the next film festival on the block that's doing TV pilots. It's the Hoboken International Film Festival taking place down in Hoboken, New Jersey, but upstate New York. His name is Ken Silvecchio, and not only is he the creator of the festival, he has three television pilots that he'll be showing there in one night. We'll have Kenneth. We'll also have the director of all three pilots, Dylan Bennett. That's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, or normal time, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. I want to mention that along with Daphne, who was speaking at the event, two networks that we're involved with, we know about, is INSP, as well as Stellar TV. It's a proposed service from the folks who do the annual Stellar Awards that are presented, I believe, on TV One and also appear in syndication on TV stations around the country. Daphne, it's obvious that you were looking, along with everybody there, for solutions about how we deal with this issue, particularly getting more women of color, more people of color to own and operate television networks. What solutions came out of your meeting last week?
The solutions that came out were very succinct. Number one, there should not be a horizontal and vertical mergers allowed in this industry because it moves the industry towards an oligopoly. And if there are, which is totally an antitrust issue, then the conglomerates need to set aside bandwidth for the sake of diversity of voices, minorities, democracy of voices, women-owned channel, and independent channels that bring innovation to our industry and growth. We know that Google was created in a garage by two guys that were looking for a search engine. That's how innovation happens. It happens because of independents that put their own blood, sweat, and tears into growing something that they are passionate about. That's why it is so crucial for our industry. Also, we cannot look at cord cutters as a change in our industry from home entertainment into small devices. We have to respect and recognize that 85% of viewers are not cord cutters, and they deserve quality programming that is curated for their needs and interests. We also have to stop the bundles. We have to stop the content giants feeling that they can not only have their own channel, but in order to deliver a sports channel, they have to get bandwidth for 10 other channels. That is unacceptable, and that too is at the cost of the public, which is immoral, unconscionable, and unacceptable. So we need to limit that to the point, like independents are only allowed three channels to be called independents. There's no reason for a content giant to own more than that. There are cases where the content giants have forced the distributor to give them bandwidth for an unnamed, not created as yet channel. And that is what the public is angry about, because they ultimately have to pay for it. And that must stop. We also have to stop the cost and making sure that the distributors are not going to hold their viewer responsible for their expenditure. We used to mine for gold and silver. Now we are mining in the pockets of the American people. And that is unacceptable. we have to be a lot more conscientious of the kind of programming that we deliver to the American people: diversity, democracy of voices, independence, so that there is innovation and different interests. We have to do all that, and those are the solutions. And ultimately, it's a win-win, because we've also suggested a tax rebate for the conglomerate that invest and develop new channels, so that it behooves them as well. And that, I believe, can help cure an industry which is like the music industry, could fall on its face because of greed.
What did you sense, Daphna, from the lawmakers that were present at your event, that the solutions that you and other networks are proposing will, in fact, become law of the land or will somehow be adopted, if not on the national level, maybe on the local or state level?
Well, it's on a national level, and I believe the local political leaders are in complete agreement, most of them. And I believe that there are several legislations that are being crafted in a bipartisan way, because the leadership of this country on both sides is very concerned about it. And they know that the American television media has been the mecca of communication to the world. And they know it's been the best foreign policy we've ever had. Everybody around the world wanted to be an American. And no longer. We need to correct that. And they know that. So there is, and they know that there is an antitrust issue here, and that we are actually begrudging a fair industry to be delivered to the American people. And I think that is why we're getting so much support from the legislators and the leaders of this country.
Over a year ago, when we had the controversy with the Academy Awards about the lack of women of color being nominated in key categories, including acting, there was a number of ventures that came forward to try to bring more women and particularly more women of color into television. Ventures like the Alice Institute, We for She, We Did It Together, Project Her, Presenting Women, which is from producer and former actress star and Charmed, Rose McGowan, the Alice Institute, the Women in Film Blacklist Project, to try to have more scriptwriters of color, women of color involved in television, and so on and so forth. And also the main New York Writers Room from the Writers Guild here in the New York area. When Comcast acquired NBC Universal, they made that deal to try to get 10 networks owned by people of color, eight of them owned, four owned by African Americans, four owned by Asia, by Latinos, the other two wild cards, together, which Comcast would not own, but they would distribute on the majority of their cable systems. And so far, eight have now come on the air, two more, I should say six have come on the air, two more still to be picked among African Americans, excuse me, and then the two wild cards. Would you like to see a solution where, let's say, if AT&T and Time Warner merge, they must provide 20 channels, at least 10 of them owned by women, let's say the rest owned by people of color, and independent, they all must be independent, and that should be part of their deal. Or let's say Altice and Cox and the other major cable operators should do similar deals. 20 channels, 10 from women independently, 10 from other sources, mostly people of color, and they all should be on your cable system. Let's say 90% of your cable systems. Would that help things?
I think it would help a lot, but in the, I believe from everything that I have been advised about, that Comcast hasn't met the rules and the conditions at all, and that there's a problem because the rules and conditions period is about to expire because they were given 7 years to comply with the conditions. But saying that, I also know that several of the channels that were supposed to be minority channels are actually not. They are actually owned by conglomerates or Caucasians or whatever. So the reality is that all that seems a certain way on the surface is not what the reality is. And that's a problem. So what I'm suggesting is that, yes, it would be, and that's one of the things that the Department of Justice asked us to do, is to submit conditions that we believe would work. And what you are suggesting is actually something very similar to what we suggested to the Department of Justice. But to make it a little easier on the distributors, we've also suggested a tax rebate for the development of new channels. However, the problem is not just based on the distributors. The problem is the content giants that using tactics, negotiating tactics to hog bandwidth in order to deliver must-have programming like sports. So, and that's part of the major problem, because they withhold the programming from the distributors when they feel that they're not getting their way. And that is what is destroying this industry. On top of it, many channels that are asking for distributions that deserve it are then asked to pay to play. That's the same as what Payola did in the music industry, because it's a one-way ticket to bankruptcy. And that's something the independent...
I just want to point out for a second, one thing about my proposal, this would be for new channels, not current channels. In other words, you have to put new channels on, not just take ones that are existing. And the second thing is, it seems that the tax rebate, that's the first time I have heard of a possible tax rebate that would actually be used to help fund and help develop new networks owned by women, owned by people or women of color. I think that's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, and everybody likes that a lot. Across the board, everybody at the summit thought that was a brilliant solution, and it eases the pain of the MVPDs. But that doesn't solve the problem that the content giants are strangling the distributors and the bandwidth, and so there's no bandwidth or money left in the independent. And that needs to change as well. And we need to have a very big stick, which I believe that the political leaders are very much willing to go with a big stick now and create some restrictions.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Daphne, we're going to continue to follow this. We're also going to see if we can maybe get some of the other networks that came aboard this project willing to talk about it on the record on our show. And also, I know the person that helped you put this together, who's been a long-time veteran in the TV and cable industry, and we're going to see maybe get one of the Congress people who was with you at this event to come on the program as well. So we will continue to follow this situation.
I would recommend, you mentioned Stella and INSP, and those are phenomenal channels that, again, need, their voices matter so much, and they are in full support and agreement as to how we need to do it. But what my final words here before I leave you, Simon, is to the American people. The American people need to be outraged that all these mergers are happening at their cost, and that the cost of television is increasing, and in every way it's increasing, even if it's $5 here and $10 here and $20 here, and they deserve better. And I would like there to be an outcry from the public to call their distributor and say no more. I want to have some innovation. I want to have democracy of voices. I want new channels. And I want to pay a lot less money, because I don't need to pay for your mergers.
Then before we go, give us an update on how your channel is doing. What's been happening with it? Any new initial new programming, original programming is coming on? What's going on with Cinema?
Well, you know, Cinemoi has become very, very successful and against all odds because we curate every single second on the channel. And we know our audience, we communicate with our audience, we deliver to our audience a multi-genre programming slate so that they are not stuck with just being a movie channel or just a fashion channel or just a lifestyle. We give it to them because we know that their interest is varied. Nowadays, people don't like just one genre. And we also curate everything, and every single thing we show on our television is high-quality production, and it is the kind of quality that the public deserves. And so I really believe that that's why we're so successful. We took ourselves off AT&T and DirecTV because of this whole pay-for-play attitude, and now we are negotiating with them again, but in the meantime, we were able to achieve a track record that's unquestionable on Verizon and Frontier, and we've collected almost a million emails from our public, and we give them a lot of free programming, and we really believe that every single viewer is a friend, and we want to treat them with precious hands. And I think that should say a lot. That should speak volume to the rest of the industry, because what matters here at the end of the line is the viewer.
Before we leave this topic and leave Daphne as our guest today, I do want to let you know that if you did not hear the news reported all over the place, that there's been an agreement reached on the new budget that will keep the government running until this fall.
Yes, thanks.
And that budget, by the way, from what I understand, there was a concern, for example, about funding cuts for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and for public television as a whole, and we understand that that is not happening in the bill. Also, there is no cut in the funding of the National Endowment for the Arts or the National Endowment for the Humanities. So I want to make sure that we got that information as far as we understand. If you want more details about Cinema on Daphne's Network and where it's available all over the place in cable and satellite, here's where you go online. It's Cinema, CINEMOI.TV. Cinema, CINEMOI.TV. Daphne, thank you very much for coming on. Thanks for letting us know about the event you did on Thursday. Congrats on how it went. We definitely want to stay in touch with you and everybody involved and see where things go from here. And as you said, it may ultimately be the public's demand to make something happen.
Well, thank you so much, Simon. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you're doing. And I love the way you inform your audience, you know, regularly on new things. And you're doing a great job. So thank you, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you, Daphne. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate what you have to say, always. Take care. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Daphne Simone joining us live from Los Angeles, the head of cinema here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When we come back, our topic trivia question of the week, we'll have that for you after we pause, after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Rewrite, a comedy about writers. Catch it every week, various times here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Best of BTR available 24/7 at YouTube.com. And our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs also available around the clock on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have the app or Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Welcome back to Tomorrow Be Televised as we kick off year number 9 here on Blog Talk Radio. Simon Appleben with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard. We'll have our classic trivia question for you in a moment, but first, some words from the fine people at Audible.com. There's a very interesting book out now by Ohio Governor, former presidential candidate of last year, and former Fox News Channel host John Kasich. It's called Two Paths, America Divided or United. And you can get it not in paperback, but with your ears through Audible.com. All it takes using that as your free book and your free 30-day trial. Audible.com, or I should say Audible.com, is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. And 2Pax is one of the over 180,000 titles to choose from, every genre around, and a few of the not under the sun, that you can listen to on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, like 2Pax, and a 1-month trial of the service. And don't forget, because Audible is owned by Amazon.com, great customer service all every step of the way. So check out Audible.com today and find out why it will transform the way you hear the world. Audibletrial.com/televised. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And sorry to say, we did not get our fourth weekly winner in a row with this question we posed all last week and over the weekend. Name one of Hawaiian Eye's three private eyes. Name one of Hawaiian Eye's private eyes. There were three answers. We would have taken either the character's name or the star. And here they are. Anthony Isley, who played Tracy Steele, Robert Conrad, who played Tom LaPaca, and Greg Williams, who played Greg McKenzie. Those were the three private eyes during the 4-year run of Hawaiian Eye on ABC from 1959 to 1963. Some of you might have thought of Troy Donahue. He was on at least one season, but he was a private eye. He was one of the hotel's social directors. So the correct answer is three people, either actor's name or character's name, who were private eyes on Hawaiian Eye. So unfortunately, we didn't have a winner last week. So let's try again with our next question. And if you're first with the correct answer, you can win Nat Geographic's In the Room special on DVD with extra bonus features. And to kick off our ninth year on Blog Talk Radio, we thought we'd give you as classic a classic trivia question as there could be. Here it is. Name the first host or first guest on CBS's Face the Nation. Name the first host or first guest, either one, on Face the Nation. Some of you may have seen the interview with John Dickerson, the current host did, with current President Donald Trump. One fascinating interview, which was also repeated this morning on CBS This Morning. So that's why we're doing the Face the Nation quiz in Dickerson's honor. Name the first host or first guest on Face the Nation. I'll give you a hint. The first guest was one very infamous personality. First host or first guest on CBS and Face the Nation back in 1954. If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, include your name and your full mailing address, wherever you may be. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win National Geographic's In the Womb TV special on DVD with lots of good bonus features, including a prenatal development timeline. And if you just missed the question, no problem. We'll repeat it on tomorrow's program with our great guest from American God. Plus, we'll also put it on tomorrow morning on Facebook and at my Twitter handle at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to be in, that's how you win. So give it a go. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear you play in. We'd love it even more if you win. We have three winners in a row. Let's see if we start a new streak this coming week. Again, be in it and win it, and all the very best. Once again, tomorrow on Tomorrow Televised Special Edition at a later time, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, and my guest will be from Starz's new critically acclaimed series, American Gods, based on the Neil Gaiman novel premiered last night. We will have executive producers Brian Fuller and Michael Green. They will both be with us live. Yes, that's the Brian Fuller, responsible for Hannibal, Pushing Daisies, Dead Like Me, Wonderfalls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they will both be with us live, and they will take your phone calls and chat in response to American Gods. That's coming up tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Televised. And coming up this Friday, to wrap up our first week of year 9 on Blog Talk Radio, we'll have Sheena Joyce and Don Argus. They are the executive producers and directors of the new Hulu special, Batman and Bill, about the untold story of writer Bill Finger, one of the key people behind the growth and the success of the Cape Crusader. Also, we'll have Ken Silvecchio. He's not only the founder and chairman of the next major film festival around the country, the Hoboken International Film Festival coming up later this month, he also put together a pilot showcase, three of whose pilots are his own. And we'll have him, and we'll have the director of all three pilots, Dylan Bank. That's coming up Friday, 3:30 Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. I want to thank my guest, Daphne Zvon, again from Cinema, joining us live from Los Angeles most of the program. If you came in late on that conversation, or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, please go to our homepage. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. And you can always check us out 24/7 in podcast form at iTunes. Download to your smartphone or tablet. Take us on the go. All of our episodes from our run of year 1 through 8 on Blog Talk Radio are available for your listening and pleasure and enjoyment. And remember, you can also check us out on the iTunes podcast app, as mentioned before. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you, order it online, and you can catch our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs that way as well. Remember, we love hearing from you. We want to hear what you have to say about today's program. What would you say would be a solution to try to get more independently owned networks for women and people of color on the air? And what's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going generally? We want to hear from you, so email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our country question of the week. We also have a regular feature we do from time to time called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention anywhere? Well, we want to give it attention. If we do, you'll get your credit for it. So remember, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Also check out my Bobby Televised columns on the world of television. They're available 24/7 at MediaVillage.com. That's MediaVillage.com, the popular media analysis and commentary site run by Jack Myers. And our video segments are still available, always, on Brick TV's BK Live. We're usually on Mondays from noon to 1 on Brick TV, available here in the New York area on Verizon Fios, throughout Manhattan and Brooklyn on Charter Spectrum, and throughout Brooklyn on Altice USA, Portland Cablevision Systems, and RCN, and then they're posted at www.youtube.com/BrickTV. By the way, tonight on HBO is the documentary Warning, This Drug May Kill You. We have Sasha Weiss, the producer of that special, on a few weeks ago on BK Live. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in on YouTube for that segment. We've had nearly 1,300 replays of that segment. We thank you very much, all you folks that catch the BK Live segments on YouTube, and I hope you tune in to that special tonight that's coming up tonight on HBO. Remember, we enjoy hearing from you, and we hope that you get more involved in this program as we go forward with Year 9 on Blog Talk Radio and Year 10 overall. We celebrate that anniversary, by the way, first week of August. Why do we want you involved? Very simple, because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toth, Blog Talk Radio General Manager, with Jay Sottenberg, Executive Content Producer. The co-founders of this very enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. And thanks to all of them and their fellow Blog Talk Radio members for their great, great support over these past 8 years. Tomorrow We Tell Lives was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For that 30-day trial and free audio book, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Remember, have a great day the rest of this week. Happy May 1st to you and all. We are back tomorrow, 1.5 hour later than usual, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 p.m. Pacific, with the executive producers of American Gods. Be safe and be great out there. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.